Amen. The young people right now, we're going to dismiss the kids. Amen. To your left, my right, we're going to go to Children's Ministries or Sunday School. Amen. And we're going to greet our pastor. Amen. With a hearty praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. We are worthy. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
That thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee, turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day. This book of the law, you got to meditate in when? Day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way when? After you do what? Do according to all that's written. He said, I'll make your way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord, Lord, we bless your name. How many know the Lord is with thee? Come on, how many know the Lord is with thee? Whithersoever thou goest. Let us pray. Lord, today we thank you, Lord, for a mind to assemble ourselves together in thy presence. For we realize that in your presence, Lord, is the fullness of joy. And at your right hand, there are pleasures evermore. Lord, we're here today because you've been a keeper. Lord, we're here today because you've been a way maker. Lord, we're here today because you kept us from seen as well as unseen dangers. Lord, you rescued us from the pitfalls and the snares of the devil. And for that we say thank you. Oh God, our heart's desire this afternoon is speak, Lord, for thy servant here. Lord, speak to every heart. Lord, speak to every mind. Lord, those that came in seeking answers, Lord, send an answer through your word. Lord, those that came in seeking direction, Lord, send direction through your word. Lord, those that came in need of a miracle, we ask you to send a miracle through thy word. And Lord, our heart's desire is speak, Lord, for thy servant here, and for this we thank you. Can the church say in Jesus' name?
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Amen. So we see that Joshua is taken over after Moses. And we know Moses was a mighty man of God. The scripture said concerning the Lord speaking concerning Moses, he says, through others I speak through dreams and visions, but through my servant Moses, he said, I speak to him face to face. So quite naturally, Joshua taking over, realizing the great responsibility, seeing all that Moses went through trying to lead God's people. How many know sometimes it's hard to lead God's people?
Yes.
Amen. You got a lot of people who got a whole lot of different ideas and a lot of different suggestions. They don't like to be in the unity. They want to, how many know they want to do their own thing? So Joshua experienced, watched Moses' experiences, especially after God performed great miracles.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you. How can you doubt a God that can split the Red Sea? How can you doubt a God that can pass through a whole country? The whole country. Amen. Kill every firstborn, but not those that are under the blood. What a mighty God we serve. That's why it's so important that when you're saved, how many of you are under the blood? And when you think about this, how God can send a plague in a whole nation, and it'll touch everybody, but not the people of God. Ah, what a blessing it is to have the Lord on your side. What a blessing it is for God to be with you. How many know the world can watch the church? They can watch us, and they'll know if God is with you or not. Paul says we are all written epistles, read and known of all men. So if you got God's word in your heart, people can read you. Just like they read a book. Many of us, I was thinking this morning, many of us think about God and we talk about God. And we talk about how powerful our God is. How many know we serve a powerful God? Come on, how many know we serve a powerful God? Our God can do anything. So we speak our powerful God. our God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. God said, if you think, he said, I can exceed that. He said, if you ask, he not go above that. But then you look at us in our lives, and our lives seem so powerless. Seem like we are speaking a word, but we're not living the same word that we speak. The late Dr. Lulu Jackson, I often remind myself, she used to preach, and she was a powerful preacher. Listen, she could preach 6 to 8 hours straight, and people wouldn't get up their seats. The anointing and the power of God. Somebody said, you can't do that. I can't. But she would preach 6 to 8 hours straight, they wouldn't get out of her seat. But she said, you know what? She said, you got to learn to live the life you preach about. You need to live the life you sing about. You need to live the life you testify about. Because living for God is more than tongue and cheek. Amen. But the Bible said we have to do it in deed and in truth. So God requires more of us than just talking about God. But we ought to be a reflection of his power. We ought to be a reflection of his holiness. So Joshua is observing how sometimes God people have a mind to go their own way. Sometimes God will speak a word. People will see the word and see the miracles, but they'll go the opposite way. So the Lord realized that Joshua had a great task ahead of him. He had to take over for Moses. So the Lord speaks to him and says, verse 5, he says, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee. What? All the days of our life. He said that as I was with Moses, so will I. So what put Joshua in a position for God to bless him all the days of his life? He said, I will be with thee. So our message today is, the Lord is with you. How many of the Lord's with you? Give him a wave off. Come on, if you know God is with you, just give God a wave off. So if the Lord is with you, he said, listen, if you purpose to do anything, nobody can withstand you. Because I'm with you. Not just when you get saved, but what? All the days of your life. So I wonder today, how many of us started walking with Jesus a long time ago? And we haven't been as faithful to God. Amen. A lot of us haven't held our conviction with God because of what seemed as though it was coming against us. We felt as though we were in a turmoil situation. We felt as though the winds of adversity were blowing all around us. Every time we seemed to come for one hurdle, it seemed like there was another hurdle before us. Don't worry about the hurdle, because the Lord is, he's with you. He tells them in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 31, if God be for you, Lord, I bless your name. If God be for you, how do you know God is for us? We need to baptize in Jesus' name and get the Holy Ghost out that God for you, but God is in you. He said, if I be for you, who then can be against you? He tells them a little later in the same chapter, he said, and if I be for you, you're not just a normal conqueror, but you are more than a conqueror. Anybody want to be more than a conqueror? Then get God with you. Amen. Man can do some things, but God can do all things. What man can't do, God will do it. We heard Sister Brooks' testimony about the doctor saying it couldn't be done. I don't believe she read whoever the she or he got to read in the book where it said, with God, all things are possible. Is there anything too hard for God? Is there anything God can't do? If God is with you, just tell the devil you're alive. Tell all those people that tell you what you can't do, you're alive. Amen. Even if you go to a banker and you need some financial help, and the banker says you don't have the money, it won't happen. Say, I serve a God. And he lays church is doing too much turning. Amen. Going over here because this church is prospering. If it ain't in the Word, look at somebody and say, don't do it. Come on, if it ain't in the Word, don't do it. I don't care how blessed they look. If it ain't in the Word, don't do it. He said, don't turn to the right or turn to the left. So that means you got to stay in the center of God's will. You got to stay in the place where God said, I'll bless you going out and I'll bless you coming in. I'll bless you through your womb because I'm God. If you're obedient, God, I'll bless you. Everybody want to be blessed today? You got to be obedient. God, I'll bless everything about you. I'll bless your storehouse. I'll bless your children. I'll bless your health. Your comfort. Everybody else, God said, I'll be a shield between you because I am with you. Can I say hallelujah? So God is with us. God, I bless your name.
And then you had it sealed. So how can you buy land
The Lord told me to give you a choice. Lord, thank you.
Hallelujah.
So the king of Babylon, this enemy, gives Jeremiah a choice. He said, now if you want to, you can go back to Babylon and we'll put you up in a place of royalty. But if you don't want to go back to Babylon, you can stay here. Why? Jeremiah already purchased his house before the king came. Because he believed God and he knew there's nothing too hard for God. I wonder today, how many of us have God spoken into our spirit? How many have God spoken into our minds? Amen. And because everybody else said it can't be done, we believe that everybody else is denying the God of our salvation. But the Lord said, I am with you. So I don't care what the medicine says. I don't care what the Lord said. God said, I'm with you. I need you to stand on my word. He said, if you stand on my word, no man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. I wonder why the church is always taking a back seat instead of saying, if God said it, well, I believe it, and that settles it for me. I don't know how God's going to do it, but I know God will do it. Why? God can do anything but fail. But the church, we speak God's power, and we never empower his life. We speak God can, or we live God can. We say God can do anything, but in our moments of testing, we quit. God is with us.
Yes.
Amen. Now, I was telling on the caraway earlier, listen, this is what God can do. Now, we know Jesus walked on the water, right? We know he walked on the water. How many know he walked on the water?
Amen.
Okay. Recorded in Mark, Matthew, and John. They both recorded. He walked on the water. We know Peter walked to Jesus.
Yes.
Peter walked on the water. Why? Because the Lord said, do it. He said, no. So I wonder, how many of us have a situation that's impossible?
Amen.
Impossible. But God says, do it.
Yes.
God says, your situation is impossible, I just want you to come.
Yes.
So in an impossible situation, we're walking in our impossibility because of a possible God.
Yes.
We are walking in our impossibilities because of a possible God.
Yes.
So here goes Peter. Walking on the water. And we know the story. The devil said, you get too close to Jesus. You get too close to your heavenly home. You get too close to the promise. So I'm going to intensify the storm to make you lose your focus. And you no longer will see God, but you see all the woes and all the doom and gloom. You lose your focus. And we know that the scripture says he almost got to Jesus, because all you had to do was what?
Reach out.
Now, from the boat to Jesus had to be a pretty long ways.
Uh-huh.
Amen?
Yeah.
So when he reached out, he said, Lord, do what? Save me.
Yeah.
If you look at that word that he uses, not just to deliver, but Lord, make me whole. That means I want to be spiritually whole. Body, soul, and mind.
Yeah.
That's the word sozo, S-O-Z-O. Look it up in your spare time. So the thing is, the Bible says he began to sing. You know what the Lord said? Listen, even in your bad situation, I'm still in control. I still control the situation. Yes, your situation is bad, but I'm in control. You can't sing. You begin to sing. In a bad situation, you know what's been a bad situation? All the bad situations, they were gone. But God said, I'm still in control. So you don't go down fast, you go down. Now, anybody know about the Lombardi Seal? Anybody know about the Lombardi Seal? Like I told him last week, I think you swim and you sink. Whoever begins to sink. The Lord said, be of good cheer, it is I. That is, I am that I am.
Yes.
They understand it to be God. So when he reaches out and he pulls up Peter, why? People don't make reference to the rest of the story. Because now the Lord is with Peter. The storm did not cease till they got back in the boat.
That's right.
But when you get connected to Jesus, you won't hold your to sink. If I can encourage you to do anything, get hooked back up to Jesus. Get hooked back. When you get hooked back up to Jesus, you'll get back in the boat. Amen. And roll back to the boat together because he was hooked into Jesus.
Yes, hallelujah.
So an impossible situation was made possible because of a possible God.
Hallelujah.
The scripture said, with man, these things are impossible. But we quote it, we talk it, but we don't. If God has not given us a spirit of fear, listen, if I want somebody, he said, listen, if you don't do this and do that, and you deny your God, you're gonna lose out. Then it's worth it for me.
Amen.
I'd rather lose out with this world than win out with God.
Yes.
So when you walk and talk, I don't fear nothing.
Amen.
You get a phone call, they can't make you stand up, you're shaking so bad. Because we talk it, but we don't
walk it.
We don't walk it. Amen? Are y'all still with
me? Amen.
But if the Lord is with you, he has not given you the spirit of fear, but love and not power in your life if God is with you. So why are you afraid of, well, if you don't do this tomorrow by such and such time, then Lord, I'm giving you my all.
Yes.
I've done everything you asked me to do, so I don't fear. Because God tells them in the book of Isaiah, he said, I'm with you. This 43rd chapter, he said, I'm with you. He said, if you go through the flood, I'm with you. If you go through the fire, I'm with you. I believe Meshach and Abednego experienced going through the fire. But they said there's a force in the fire. So they were not alone. Daniel went in the lion's den, but Daniel wasn't alone. How many know? Because they said the Lord shut up the mouth of the lion. Right? So in the fire, with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the Lord was with them. In the lion's den, the Lord was with them. So after they have a testimony that God will keep you through the fire. God will keep you through the flood. Even if we're like Jonah and we got off track and we've been through a very unfortunate situation where somebody has thrown us overboard. One is the spirit of God, the other is the spirit of the devil. The spirit of fear is not of God, so is it of? Listen, the spirit of fear is not of God, so it's of? So when fear is controlling you, who is your master?
The devil.
The devil. Listen, when fear controls you, who is your, all right, go to Romans the 6th chapter for me, right here. Y'all just gonna show me this, right? Because he said, fear not. So let's go to Romans the 6th chapter. Let me get this for you real fast. Because whoever you yield yourself service to obey, that is become your master. Amen. So if fear is controlling you, guess who's your master? It's not God. Because that spirit is not of God. Amen. So let's go to Romans the 6th chapter. Moment, I gotta find it in this little new Bible. All right. Yeah, so let's go to the verse 15. let's go to verse 12. All right, we'll go to verse 12. Now listen. If fear is controlling you, fear is not of who?
God.
So if fear is controlling you, who's controlling you? It's not God. Because God did not give us a spirit of
fear.
When we got the Holy Ghost, that was God in us. Why are we always afraid in the church if the Lord is with us?
Amen.
If you don't have a relationship with God, you can be in the balance. But even then, the Bible says, unjust wages is an abomination, a false wages is an abomination before the Lord. You got to get your balance together. You got to get on the right side. All right, let's go to this 12th verse. It says, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the
Lord.
Either you will obey God or you will obey sin. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of when you don't do the right thing, it is sin. But yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness. So if you're unrighteous, that is your obeying sin. If you're righteous, then you're obeying God. All right? Are y'all still with me there? All right, so let's keep going. Verse 14 says, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. What then?
Shall we
sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? What? Now, we want to get to the 16th verse. Is in verse 16. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants? If you obey fear, if you obey anything but God, that is not of God. Who you yield yourself servants to obey? You are his servants, you are to whom you
obey.
So now let's pause for a minute. In our lives, what do we obey? This is a personal, this is your own quiz. You grant it, you answer it, and grant it. But what do you obey? Are we obeying God, or are we obeying all these other forces that are taking us away from God? And then they're taking us away from God, we have no peace, we have no joy, we have nothing but misery. We can't encourage anybody else in church because we're so miserable. So he said, know ye not whom ye yield yourself servants to obey, whether of sin unto death, or to obedience unto righteousness. Next verse. But God be, but who?
God
is with me. I thank God. I'm not going to be the servant of sin. I'm not going to be the servant of fear. I'm not going to be the servant of drug addiction. I'm not going to be the servant of alcoholism. I'm not going to be the servant of anything sexual or not. That is your master. When you yield to it, that is controlling you. That is not of God. That spirit is not of God. So when you yield yourself to that spirit, you're not obeying God. Are y'all still with me?
Amen.
But God be thanked that ye were, but ye have obeyed from the
heart.
What did you obey from?
Heart.
Talk is cheap. That word in my head, you got to get in here. When it's in here, if you're in a room of a million people and they're all sinning, I step aside because I'm holy. See, I'm holy, Lord. I'm righteous, Lord. Because the Lord is on my side. Let me finish this verse, you'll see. But ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was? If you got the truth, why are you no longer walking in the truth?
Amen?
Amen. Now listen, how do you know the Bible says God seeth not as man seeth? I'm almost finished. Everybody else is looking at your external display and saying how holy you are. And God says, I'm reading way down deep. And when I look at you, you come up short. Because I have not found all your ways perfect before me. We're talking about in church. How are saints sinning in church? Right? I got to say ouch. Everybody say amen. Please say ouch. Sorry. I don't want to sound like I'm coming to a dead church. How are we in church sinning? And talking about I got the Lord on my can't play with God. God said, I saw what you did last night, last week, last year. All that stuff you see of God that ain't been covered up with blood. God said, I saw that sin. You got to bring it out. So Isaiah the 59th chapter, we start on the first phrase. He said, behold, the Lord's hand is not short that it cannot save. Neither is his ear here heavy. Alright, verse 2. But your
iniquities.
That's when you just willingly iniquities.
Amen.
Your iniquities. I know what God says is right to do. But I want to do what I want to do because it pleases. But your iniquities have sin separates. Lawlessness and a disregard for God's word, I don't care how much God you talk, it separates. You can't get to God like that. Hallelujah. Your sins are separated between you and your God and your
sin.
Wait, hold on. Wait a minute. Can you listen, your what?
Have.
Even though God should be able to help you in your situation, your sins have hid his face from you. Now let's close out in Psalms 32. Now I'm planning on going here, but God took me here, so he's speaking to somebody.
Amen.
He's speaking to all of us. How many of the word of God comes what? Both ways.
Amen.
Somebody said, I'm not coming back to church next week because I don't want to hear about my sin. You're dying on the hill when you get out of sin. Sugarcoat said, well, I'm going to listen to, I ain't listening to me. I'm going to listen to say, oh, God doesn't say anybody. God hates sin.
Amen.
God loves the sinner, but he hates the sin.
Amen.
God's word cannot be changed. The Bible said, what you sow, you reap. So God said, my word cannot be changed. So my word says, if you sin, you're going to hell. That's not a matter of God love or hate you. That's a matter of him honoring his word.
Amen.
So if you sin, you go to hell. Not because God didn't love you, because and I'm guilty.
Right.
Remember David after he sinned, he said, Lord, forgive thee and thee church playing with God and think God don't know the truth.
Amen.
Oh, that's good. Let us all stand.
Amen.
God knows the truth. The reason your blessing is being held up is because God does not, can we say God doesn't bless sin? For let us say together, God does not bless sin. Blessed is the man who walketh not in the way of sinners, nor sinneth in the seat of the scornful. Amen. Nor standeth in the way of sinners, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law of the king, if you get God in your life, if you get God like you shall be, like you should be, then he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in the season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever, that takes all the blankets off. Whatsoever he doing, how are you so blessed? Because I've just been meditating God's word. I've been walking in the truth. So whatever I do, God is blessing. If God is not blessing, you need to decide, is the Lord with me? Other camera.